Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Across from me, Mr. Joseph. I turned his mic on today as a change of pace, although he's
testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you
yes,
go.
You did.
So we have the microphones ready to go. One of the reasons we're on the air right now is because Mr. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, has flipped the right buttons to make that happen over there. So we certainly appreciate that. One of the reasons we know the traffic, believe it or don't, still slow trying to get through Danville on Route 11 is because Mr. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom and he's doing quite well.
That's his fault?
No, he keeps us, he tells
us. He said
us
one of the reasons why is that Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom.
No, one of the reasons we know that
traffic's still slow there.
I did too. You're just not listening. Get the beans out of your ears. That's
all
your
right.
phrase. Where did you hear that? Get the beans out of your ears.
Somewhere. Probably in a movie.
Okay. Get the bean. You're like, oh, I could use that. My son Michael doesn't always listen to me. I'm going to start telling him, or my lovely
Usually
bride.
Usually it's the other way he tells me to get the beans on him.
Well, that's perfectly understandable. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you could text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect system. You can just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236, but that's only if you're already signed up for Text Connect. You can do so at wkok.com. We would send you no more than a dozen messages a month where and then we'd be talking about breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, tornadic weather, and or closed roads. Those are the things that we send out via Text Connect. So we invite you to sign up at WKOK.com. A lot in the news lately. The president's kind of in hot water because of his Ukrainian conversations. Locally, we had the climate strike, the observance Friday, and that prompted a lot of folks on our Facebook page to push back not only against the climate change. We get a lot of deniers out there, but that's fine. Led by the president, who continues to claim it's a hoax. But also, lots of folks say the students are worthless and wasting their time and should be doing other things and are just bad young people in
general.
Get out
of school for a political event, and that's what it was.
Well, I think they didn't get out of school. They took out of school. I think that was the purpose of the strike is you might even have to take an unexcused absence.
I'm fascinated by this thing with the president and Ukraine.
You?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, then can I ask you a terrible question?
Certainly you
I've been
may.
Following
Please,
it.
Feel free to do so.
But I am certain that I don't get it.
Okay.
So do you mind starting at the beginning?
Well, as I understand it, there has been some concern in Republican circles that Senator or that Vice President Biden's son Hunter was in a bad deal or bad relationship with the Ukrainian government or an oil company or gas company in Ukraine.
Okay, so
that
this
apparently paid
beginning.
Him a lot of money.
Right, and his father was vice president.
His father was vice president at the time, and supposedly his father ordered Ukrainian or put pressure on the Ukraine to get rid of a prosecutor who was looking into his son's involvement with this gas company and, in effect, threatened to take away about $120 million in aid that was supposed to be coming to the Ukraine. Now, that's one side of it.
Okay,
the other side of it is that the president then asked the Ukrainian president, supposedly, to look into this and to investigate it in the context of a wider discussion about corruption in the Ukraine generally, which has been an ongoing problem. The other side of the story is that the only reason the vice president at the time pressured to get rid of this particular prosecutor was because he was involved in the corruption. So on one hand, you have the Republicans saying we need to look into the vice president and his son's relationship with Ukraine. And you have, on the other hand, the vice president saying, well, the only reason I pushed against getting this prosecutor out there was because he was part of the problem in the Ukraine that the Obama administration was trying to solve.
You have to take a breath at some point,
Joe. In the meantime, now there's more to it. The vice president was asked over the weekend, Vice President Biden, if he had ever talked to his son Hunter about his involvement in the Ukraine. He said, no, I never talked to him. No, I never talked to him about it. And yet Hunter Biden was quoted in a story in, I think, Atlantic Monthly or Atlantic Magazine saying that Dad talked to me about it, asked me if I knew what I was doing, and I told him I did.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes back.
They got to get their lies straight.
This goes back to the old thing. When President Trump says something wrong, he's lying. But when Joe Biden says something wrong, he just misspoke.
Oh, well, maybe he did misspoke. Well, the whole thing is, let's assume the worst case scenario. All right, so Joe Biden was inappropriately involved with this country or with that country, and they was using undue influence, as could be leveraged through his father, the vice president,
to either stop the investigation into his son or to get rid of a corrupt prosecutor. Either way you want to view it.
All right, so that fails the who cares test at my house.
Does it? Okay.
Well. All right, so let's suppose the president was pressuring the president of Ukraine to do this amidst of all this, you know, conversation about corruption being cleaned up there or what have you. And that desperately fails the who cares test at my house.
Well, there's no evidence that I've seen that the president invoked any kind of quid pro quo. You either do this investigation of Biden or I will
that
cut.
Is a major point.
Oh,
right?
I agree. So I think it's a terribly
major
point.
Whatever we're doing for and whatever
we haven't stopped.
None of that's status quo.
Stopped.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of noticed that. I was listening to NPR over the weekend about this, and I thought, I'm waiting for sort of I understand that maybe you're not supposed to talk about these things with the president of Ukraine and so on, you know, things that relate to your political rivals. I get that, okay, and I think that, you know, it might be morally a little not ideal, but I was waiting for them to say, okay, and here's where the potential law violation is.
Well, I mean, it's getting worse because now the Democrats are using this as a further fuel to say the president should be impeached. Over the weekend...
They're using the shotgun approach.
Over the weekend...
We don't have any real evidence,
right.
But if we have 92 little pellets, it'll make us...
Well, it's called the death by a thousand cuts.
Right.
But over the weekend, AOC put out that it's not so bad anymore that the president is violating the Constitution and doing all these terrible things. What's really terrible is that the Democratic Party isn't in the busily engaged in impeaching him. Mm. And, of course, that caused a fire back from Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, she's saying that if the president did, in fact, I always love that, they always say, if true, you know, which means we don't know for sure, but we're assuming the worst. So if they start an impeachment proceeding against the president, it would be because of a whistleblower complaint claiming that he had some sort of inappropriate conversation with this Ukrainian president. And now the president will not allow the inspector general of the intelligence community who got this whistleblower report to release it to Congress.
All right,
and
so,
Congress is up in arms about that. So this story has so many moving parts, it's hard to keep track of it.
Right.
And yet it could be a constitutional crisis for the country, depending on how it's played out.
Well, and you noticed this popping up on radar last Tuesday. You said, you know, when the whistleblower comments started to emerge in the news. And so you've been following this from the beginning, so I appreciate the explanation. So... again, worst case scenario would be that this whistleblower has disclosed to the inspector general that the president did offer some gift or something or incentive or extra aid or something to the Ukraine in exchange
for... No, that's not what they're really getting upset about. They're getting really upset about the fact that the president supposedly was contacting a foreign leader for help in interfering with an American election by getting dirt on one of his candidate opponents.
All right, so...
That's what apparently the crux of the matter is.
That's true, since Biden is a
But the other part of it is could
candidate.
Be exactly what you said. I mean, that's part of the issue.
But we don't know. So are all presidential conversations over the telephone transcribed?
Well, they're all transcribed in one way or another, and there's always more than one person listening when it's with a foreign leader.
Oh, okay.
You know, but there are always people there listening in, trying to take notes and help the president if there's some issue that comes up that maybe he's not totally familiar with. So as the president points out, why would I have an inappropriate conversation on the telephone with somebody when I know there are people listening in? Well, that makes sense to me. Why would you? You know, and if he asked for an investigation into corruption generally and cited, for example, the fact that there was some question about Hunter Biden's relationship with the Ukrainian gas company and whether or not he was apparently paid one amount of money, I heard was $50 million.
Which to be on the board.
Yes, to be on the board, which seems like quite a lot of money.
That's a heck of a board position.
I would be happy to serve on that board.
I don't know anything about Ukrainian natural gas, but I'll tell you what.
I'll find out fast for $50
million.
I'll
bone up on the topic. All right. Well, we would invite our audience to talk about this. This is, it's hard to say that it's actually breaking news, but it's sort of the current thing that's consuming the attention of folks in Washington, D.C. So we'd love your opinion about this. Is it a tempest in a teapot, to use that old phrase, or is this the beginning of the end of the president in terms of an unimpeached president? And, boy, will it all add up, you know? And pretty soon, by what I hear from polling, Joe Biden's not necessarily going to be as significant a political rival in the months ahead if the current trends continue.
Well, he's behind in Iowa.
Right. So, therefore, you know, so what did the president do and when did he do it? And what difference does it make if he did it to somebody who's no longer a presidential contender? So I guess that sort of...
But the question becomes, the president of the United States has a right to have a conversation, any conversation he chooses, with a foreign leader, and they with him. And sometimes they're frank and honest discussions, and sometimes they require difficult answers.
And they're transcribed for the president's benefit?
I believe,
or
yes.
Or the national record, okay.
Well, I don't think for the national record, because the president, that would be privileged communication.
So the president, at least on face value, as far as we know at this moment, if the president declines to disclose the transcripts, that's his prerogative. That's his transcript.
Well, I think right now the real sticking point is they want the Congress, or the democratically controlled House, wants this whistleblower report so they can see exactly what the whistleblower claimed.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Lots of people talking about this. Every time we put one of our Facebook posts up on this, it garners dozens of comments right away, some in support of the president and some in support of, I guess, opposed to the president, and a wide range of other remarks. So call us now if you'd like to talk about this, 1-800-795-9565. Stan, thank you so much for calling this morning. You are on the mark.
Good morning. It's pretty rich that Democrats are accusing Trump of possibly going to a foreign entity and getting dirt on a opponent, possibly, considering what Hillary did to Trump. That's pretty rich, don't you think?
And what do you think Hillary did to Trump?
Well, we know what she did. She paid Fusion GPS to her attorney's coy, something coy, whatever it was, to get dirt on him. That was called the Steele dossier.
Okay.
That's what happened. And that supposedly information all came from the Russians. At least that's what we've been told.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, you know, Biden, yeah, he didn't talk to his kids. Okay. All right. We'll leave that. But, you know, he also had Mr. Hunter Biden on his plane, Air Force Two, when he went to China to talk to Xi. You know, and miraculously, when that all was happening, that the company that Biden was, you know, Hunter Biden was working for, got a $2 billion contract from the Chinese government. It's pretty amazing how that happens, isn't it?
So the thing that gets me is that the Democrats are more than willing to investigate anything Trump-related, but they don't seem interested in pursuing anything that might be related to Mr. Biden.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the, you know, Mr. Clean as the Wind-Driven Snow administration, the Obama administration. Seems like there was awful lot of corruption in that administration. We just didn't know about it because it was being hidden by the media.
Well,
nobody was willing to go dig for it.
Well, and it's not like blatantly illegal influence peddling. It's just using your connections to benefit people. That's a little bit harder to prove.
Well, if you're threatening a foreign government with aid money, not getting the aid money if they don't do what you say, that's called influence peddling or bribery, or I'm not exactly sure. I call it corruption.
What about President Trump pulling the money from the triangle countries down south of the border when they wouldn't do what he wanted them to do? Does that qualify?
well, we've been sending them money for years, and but yet all their people seem to be coming here. Why are we wasting our money sending it there?
What I'm saying is we wanted something from them. They didn't give it to us, so we pulled the money back from them.
Well, we should have pulled that money years ago. Now we're getting all their people in this country, and it's cost us money. Well, it's fine. We don't send the money down there. We'll keep it here so we can pay for the people coming across the border. What's the issue?
Well, I think the issue
keep
is
your people in your country.
I think the issue isn't that. It's that the president used economic impact to try to achieve a result he wanted, which is the same thing he's being accused of here, and it's the same thing you mentioned that Biden did.
If Hunter Biden was being investigated by a prosecutor, and Biden and Mr. Vice President Biden was trying to stop that, that's different than just saying we want those people to stop coming here because we send you all this money to take care of your country and your people, yet they all come here because they say you don't take care of your people. That's a difference.
Okay.
You're not trying to cover anything up. You tell them to stop.
Is President Trump guilty of anything through all of this?
Through all the thing with the Ukraine?
Yes, just the Ukraine thing. Skip all the other things.
Would he be guilty of? Talking to a foreign leader? Isn't that what the presidents normally do?
Right, potentially influence.
Did he threaten him with anything? Like withholding money?
So we don't know.
But that's what we don't know. That's what we don't know. And presumably that's what the whistleblower's complaint was about, which the president won't allow to be given to Congress.
All right.
Well, you know what Congress is going to do with it.
Thank you so much.
Whether it goes one way or another, if there's one nugget of negative, information in there, that's the one they'll exploit to try and remove him from office.
We got you.
How they work.
True enough.
Thank you so much, Dan. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for checking in this morning. 1-800-795-9565 is one of the open lines. Another one is occupied by Lance, who's going to be on the radio very shortly. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
Step right up and fool the guesser. He'll guess your age. He'll guess your weight.
Hey, guesser. Bet you can't guess how much I saved at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Even the fair fool the guesser will be shocked at the money you'll save on your next new Kia.
I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Funnel cakes, hot sausage, and gyros can't compare with the savings on new Kias from Sunbury Motors Kia. Hurry in this week and save $4,500 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento LX. There's $4,000 off on a 2019 Forte S. And save $4,000 on a 2020 Kia Sportage LX. Kia offers an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Put down that corn dog and get to SMC.
Like the fair, these deals only come around once a year at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offers available to qualified buyers through KMF financing on select Kias. Offer expires 9/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to kia.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Sunbury Motor Company sponsor. Toll-free line open, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to talk about the president, Ukraine, and Joe Biden, and the inspector general, and the transcript, and Rob Center, call us, 1-800-795-9565.
Don't forget the partridge in the pear tree.
Right. This is all interrelated. And the president of Ukraine, which I'm just going to call him President Zelensky. I can't do his first name.
Will be meeting with the president this week at the United Nations.
Well, so. I'm sure that'll tamp all this down. Lance, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey there. Why, I can only second everything that everybody's favorite gunsmith said. I mean, he's really spot on with all of it that I could have come up with there. But I don't know if you're really understanding that old Sleepy Joe is on tape bragging about that very thing he did to influence his boy's deal.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I was watching Morning Joe this morning, and they refer to an article in the Wall Street Journal and to an appearance by Rudy Giuliani on Fox yesterday where they make it sound like there isn't anything in that tape that makes Biden sound guilty. Now, I haven't heard it. Have you?
Yeah, I heard it.
What did he say?
I mean, Biden guilty? You're talking...
Well, the conversation, your conversation you're talking about, where he supposedly bragged about it.
Biden.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But they're saying that this tape doesn't exist or doesn't purport to be what you're saying it is. I ask if you've heard it yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what does he say? That's my question.
Well, he says they told him that they didn't fire the, and he used some rather expletive language like he does, SOB, right? Why that they weren't going to get the loan guarantees. And, I mean, he's right there.
But the argument that I'm hearing on the other side, and I'm being the devil's advocate here because I'm trying to piece this all together, they're saying that he was talking about corruption in general in the Ukraine and that this prosecutor was part of the problem of a wider corruption scale than just Joe Biden's son.
Well, I guess that's what they're coming after. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you hear it, that he is really, you know, actually bragging about it, maybe that he's cleaning up the corruption.
I wonder if we could find that somewhere. Is that on YouTube?
Oh, I'm sure it's there someplace. I don't know. But if you took that in context, that it wasn't really what he was saying, but boy, it sure did sound that way, because he was giving a talk in front of some group when all this happened.
Well, he apparently lied about whether or not he discussed his son Hunter's involvement with the Ukrainian gas company when Hunter Biden says he did and Joe Biden says he didn't.
But think about it now. He's being paid $50 million to be on the board of a company.
Is that the right number? Joe had remembered that accurately. Is that the right number?
Now, wait a minute, though. Engaged in a business he had no experience or expertise in. Doesn't it sound, smell?
Sounds sketchy, I'll agree.
Yeah. And then that deal in China, that was a real good one, too. So,
right? Well, Mark, I ask you if I was right about that $50 million. That sticks in my mind that I heard that on CNN this morning.
Yeah, I heard that on more than one place.
Okay. So that's the talked about number anyway. All right, send us the link if you don't mind about the video. We'd love to see that.
I heard it on several news things, actually including, I believe it was POTUS. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I heard it on the radio. I don't have it.
But the president released it?
Do computer stuff.
That the president released this audio?
I don't know whether he did or not.
I thought you said you heard the POTUS released it. That's why I was asking.
I think it was, okay? I listen to so many different ones. And I have no television, but I have a XM radio that has everybody on it. And I try to get a overview of everything, who's doing what. And Glenn Beck might have had it on, too.
Okay. Well, we'll look it up. We have a break coming up, but Joe and I will hit the phones.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it, though.
Well, I'm sure we can, but the hard thing is, what do you look for?
Well, I'm fascinated by the fact that this man has no television set.
Who?
Lance.
Oh. Well, I went for a long time without a TV, too.
Oh, my God.
I got married, that
was
the end of that, too.
All
right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate it. Mike, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, this story reminds me of many of the stories we've heard for the last 3 to 4 years that this is the one that's the end of Trump. This is the one that brings him down. You know, he's going to be impeached, locked up, or whatever. And, you know, that was my initial reaction. But the more I think about it, maybe this story has been put out so that it's the end of Joe Biden, because I really think the left wants him off the stage. And maybe this is their way of dragging him into something that's going to be his end.
Okay. Right.
And
that could well be.
All I have to say. I mean, generally people call me a conspiracy theorist for this, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, how many different made-up stories have we heard from, you know, even both parties, I'll say, that many of these things, this could be possible. This could be their way that they're trying to get Joe Biden out of this race.
Well, I don't think that's a bizarre theory because there's, it's already starting to have an impact, and Joe Biden's not doing as well in the polls as he was earlier, although you know what the polls are worth, which is zero. But in any event, he's already not doing as well. Plus, he's having to spend a lot of his time explaining himself on the campaign trail, talking about the Ukrainian investigation, which is very distracting. And it makes it sound like even though he could be as totally innocent as new fallen snow, if you have to keep stopping every 20 minutes and explaining that to people, you sound guilty, so it hurts you.
Says he's going to beat the president like a drum.
Okay, does he now?
Mark, that's, to me, that's part of the Democrat, or I'll call them the left. I don't call them Democrats anymore, and I'm not trying to be mean. But I think that what the left is trying to do is what Joe said, death by a thousand cuts.
Only
and
on
trying
Biden.
To keep bringing all, no, on Trump.
Oh, yeah,
and I
well,
think
that,
they're
that
trying
much
to
is
condition,
obvious, yeah.
They're trying to condition voters to get in their mind that if they just don't vote for Trump, all this stuff, all this noise will go away. And the last thing I want to say is the inverted yield curve. I mean, years ago, the only place you ever heard of the inverted yield curve was on CNBC or Moneyline or Louis Lukeyser, something like that. You would never hear it on the news and in the newspaper constantly. And I think they're just blasting this inverted yield curve to try to scare us into a recession.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much.
Good point.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Mike.
It's the left-leaning media using the inverted yield curve to make scare people into a recession.
You're left-leaning media if I ever saw one.
Sure am. We're headed for a recession. No, just kidding, folks. Little joke there. Economy's booming. Pennsylvania's unemployment record low. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury WKOK News Time 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Mark Lawrence is right across from me, and we invite your participation on the program. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It's an open phones day. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236 for Text Connect members. Just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. And now with a look at the brief news headlines, here's Mark Lawrence.
Good morning. Thank you, sir. A man from Union County apparently drowned in Wapalapin Creek in Luzerne County Saturday evening. 22-year-old Brendan Snyder of Mifflinburg is missing, according to state police. He is presumed drowned in the creek. State police say he and a friend were at the so-called Powder Hole Swimming Hole, a well-known area recreation spot, which the police say has several risky diving areas. Troopers say he attempted to jump from an abandoned railroad bridge into the water but did not resurface. Starting at 6:30 p.m. when he jumped and into the evening, there were extensive searches Saturday and Sunday, but so far Snyder has not been found. Further attempts will be conducted potentially today, according to troopers who say the water near the falls is extremely turbulent and it's difficult for divers to conduct the search. Brendan Snyder from Mifflinburg, a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Hudrick Realty Lewisburg office. Millions of people around the world skipped school or work Friday afternoon to participate in the global climate strike to encourage immediate action on climate issues. Here in the Valley, hundreds of people gathered in Hoofnagle Park, including Lewisburg Middle School student Wesley Jacobs.
Climate change is the single greatest challenge of our time. Of this, you're certainly aware. It's saddening, but I cannot spare you from knowing an inconvenient fact. Because it's getting the facts straight that gets us to act and not to wait.
A high school student from Lewisburg reflects on a trip to New Hampshire recently.
It has brought me to tears to think that in just a few decades, people will not be able to feel grounded and at home with the earth like I have. That's one of those moments in my life where I felt like I truly knew the experience that I was having. The earth is my home. It's all of our homes, and we need to protect it.
The event was filled with many speakers, including Lewisburg Mayor Judy Wagner, who read a proclamation. Pittsburgh police say three people are dead and four others hospitalized in what they believe to be a mass drug overdose. Police said Sunday the victim appears to have taken narcotics. The victims appear to have taken narcotics at the same time at the same place, a private home on the city's south side. Authorities say they are concerned about a tainted, potentially deadly batch of drugs, but they say their investigation is still in the very early stages. And finally, one update on a story we talked about on WKOK's On the Mark show. Antonio Brown apparently was listening. Some On the Mark listeners told him to just quit the NFL altogether. He must have heeded that, or New England was listening. Antonio Brown says he's finished with the NFL after being released by his second team this season. In a Twitter rant this morning, the star wide receiver also took shots, and this is from Sunday, I should say. The star wide receiver also took shots at other people in football who have been accused of sexual misconduct. After his off-field antics got him released by the Oakland Raiders, Brown signed with New England. He played one game with the Patriots before being let go amid allegations of sexual misconduct.
My goodness.
All right, so that's your friend Antonio
Brown. The drama
Brown.
Continues.
Well, you know, he's in top physical condition. If he would come clean on the sexual assault, confess, pay whatever the individual's seeking, truly repent, he could get back in the NFL at some point.
Well, I would say that the Steelers are missing him this year, whether you like to admit it or not. You know, they could have maybe won that game.
Well, how bad was their loss yesterday?
Well, any loss is bad loss. I think it was about a touchdown.
Oh, okay. Not like the Eagles.
Well, that's another sore subject.
Right. We're not even going there.
And no. They only lost by three.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the Eagles. No,
but the Eagles should have won.
That's what I'm saying is they didn't get outplayed. They just didn't score as much as the other team. All right, 1-800.
Which is generally how you lose.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say the same thing. What a pithy observation that was.
Well, but but it's 100% true. Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, thank you.
If you don't score more points than the other team, you lose. Very
well,
good,
but
Mark.
See, sometimes you play in a stellar fashion and you rack up a big score, like 10-1. I think that was the Phillies' final
10-1.
Score.
Okay, I thought you were talking football for a minute. There's no way to score just 1 point in football.
Well, Shikalimi had 2 points for a while on Friday. They got
That's
a safety.
That's possible. Safety's
yeah,
possible.
Yeah, they had a safety. But in any event, all right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are talking about the President of the United States and his so far declining, but maybe eventual, release of a transcript of a conversation with the President of Ukraine. In that conversation, he talks about pressuring a prosecutor to step up the investigation into Joe Biden's son. And this would be the same prosecutor who just a few short years was pressured to leave the Biden case alone by a different politically connected individual.
Different prosecutors.
Oh, they've changed. Okay.
Yes,
well,
have.
In any event, it's the same office where pressure was placed by a Vice President Joe Biden years ago. We did find a transcript or a story about the video that we were looking for that Lance had suggested. We actually found the hour-long video, but not one that had it excerpted where Vice President Biden is talking about that. Well, he's
but he does brag that he got the guy fired.
Right. But we can read that. It's perfectly germane because we talked about it. This is from The Hill. I don't know if folks follow this, but these guys are left-leaning, but they certainly generally everything here is factual. It says, 2 years after leaving office, Joe Biden couldn't resist the temptation last year, and this is a current article, so this will be in 2018, last year, to brag to an audience of foreign policy specialists about the time as vice president when he strong-armed Ukraine into firing its top prosecutor. In his own words, with video cameras rolling, Biden described how he threatened the Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, in March of 2016, that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet republic toward insolvency if it didn't immediately fire the prosecutor, General Vikhor Shovin. And Biden said, quote, I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was in 6 hours. Looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours if the prosecutor's not fired. You're not getting the money, Biden recalled telling Poroshenko. Well, and then an expletive, he got fired. and they put in place someone who was solid at the time, Biden told the Council on Foreign Relations event, insisting that President Obama was in on the threat.
Gee, isn't that what they're accusing the president of doing?
Influence peddling overseas.
But let's not investigate Joe Biden. Let's not do that. Let's just look at Donald Trump and his corruption.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Oh,
you
wait,
agree
President,
with me or you disagree
President
with me?
Trump's corruption?
Yeah, supposedly Trump did it. It's corrupt. Biden did it. It's probably perfectly okay.
Trump is a little corrupt in almost everything he does, but he's just not doing any blatant felonies at the time. That's all.
Well, would you say Joe Biden committed a blatant felony? Isn't that extortion?
Yeah,
you
that's
either get
a little,
rid of this guy
that's
or
a little more obvious. He'll never be vice president again if he keeps saying that kind of stuff. All right. Well, we have open phones. It's an open phones Monday. We have talked a little bit about the climate strike. And then that popped up in the news headlines again. And we talked about Antonio Brown very briefly. We've talked about the president, and some folks are turning the screws on him a little bit because of the Joe Biden Ukrainian issue. So we're enjoying open phones. We can talk about anything you wish. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. It's open phones.
Right, and we have an email from Dick who says, it's pretty obvious when Donald Trump stated that he could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and not lose his supporters. He sure knows the majority of listeners to On the Mark. There is nothing that would shake their support for this president. As I have stated before, as a past Democrat and also a Republican, I am so happy to now be a longtime independent, as the Dems are just plain crooked and the Republicans just hypocrites, and sadly, they don't even realize it. I sit back and watch both major parties and their supporters, a shallow shell of what they once were. Signed, Dick.
And so far from good government. That seems to be missing. But we have immoral people in high places, so that's what you get. The political parties, not a big deal. All right, we have open phones. We'll talk about absolutely positively anything you wish. One call coming in, another one waiting. 1-800-795-9565. Jim, you are on the mark. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mayor, and good morning, Joe. Or, I mean, Mark.
I'm mayor of nothing, I assure you. I'm not even in charge of my house.
Maybe, Mark, when you retire, you'll run for mayor of Sunbury or Northumberland.
Oh, I don't know. See, here's the dilemma with that. Thank you for the remark, but I see what Dan Barrard's doing and Norrie and what his predecessor did and what Joe's doing. I don't have the ability to do that. Very comprehensive. So I'm not smart enough to be mayor of anything.
Oh, I think you do, Mark.
All right. All right. We'll
Mark,
stipulate it and move on.
On since this is open show, on Sunday, I think Sunday morning national news, one of the gun companies isn't going to make the AR-15 or the ammunition for it anymore. Do you know which one it is?
Rob flashes up on the screen a headline that says Colt. Well, these were the original producers of sort of the civilian AR-15, says Colt will stop producing AR-15 rifles for consumers. The Connecticut-based gun maker announced Thursday in a statement, Colt's CEO said the decision to suspend production was entirely market-driven. Well, I've heard a little bit more about that. It is because the market is saturated, and there's literally 100 other makers of these type of sort of military-looking guns. I mean, they're not really much different than any other semi-automatic rifle, but they sort of all have that look. And then, so there's 100 other companies, and Colt still makes the military model of an AR-15 that's truly automatic that's used by the U.S. military. So they have all those contracts to keep up with. So therefore, they're going to get out of the civilian market for the moment.
Oh, well, I appreciate your help, Mark and Joe.
Oh, gee.
I had nothing in it.
Well, you pulled up the, you made it so I could see the Rob's comments, so I appreciate that. All right, so hopefully that's helpful. Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the changing market. Colt would be the last company that would bow to pressure from individuals who want to restrict any kind of gun in a greater way. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We've spent the most time today talking about Joe Biden and the president, and Bill has a remark about that from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just on the whole picture, all these countries, which are many, we give millions and billions of dollars to all the time. At no time do they openly complain and try to get around the door and say, hey, this guy was corrupt. Here's the reason why the president of the Ukraine keeps pushing this issue, right? And he keeps sending messages. Okay, when he was told to let go the prosecutor, he didn't want to do it. The prosecutor was an honest man, right? And the reason why he didn't want to let him go, the guy was the godfather to his son. And he told Biden, no, and this is true. This is true. You can go read it. If you
just when you thought
right,
that you thought the
he's a family friend and he's the godparent to his son, of the president's son, all right, the president is furious. Why would he keep coming back? He got his $1 billion. Why would he keep pushing it? Right, when you research it, and this is the whole picture. This is why, because disrespected his family, and he keeps coming back and he keeps pushing it out there, and this is the reason why.
But he didn't push it out there. It was done by somebody on the phone line with the president.
No. They kept presenting it. They kept presenting it and presenting it. They kept reaching out to the FBI. When Obama was in office, they kept reaching out to the FBI, the CIA, and they didn't want to touch it. They didn't want to touch it.
Because it was Obama and Biden?
Because right. It's proven the coup, right? When the Ukraine came around the back door and said, listen, I went to the FBI and whatnot, that I was forced to fire this guy. He tried ratting on Biden because he had to fire his best friend and the godfather to his child. He's furious. And you would do the same thing, if 100%. Now, when Trump came in the office, now Trump's in the office, now he's like, hey, guys, this is what happened. You know, they did me wrong. They made me fire this guy because his son was corrupt. And once you cross that line, in your heart, you're gonna fight what you think's right, and this is what this gentleman's doing.
Okay,
I hadn't heard that part of it.
Why would he keep bringing it up? The country got his $1 billion. Who cares? They got their money. It's something personal inside that's eating at him, that what he had to do to this honest man, his best friend, and the godfather of his son. Why do you think he keeps coming around and trying to keep coming at Biden? He wants Biden to go down because of what he did illegally.
Or the president of the United States is urging him to make a big deal so that Joe Biden goes down.
No.
That theory.
He is documented. He brought this up.
On his own, right?
He brought this up when Obama was in office. He made like seven, eight attempts. He kept trying to bring it up, and they kept pushing him aside.
All right.
He tried reporting it and everything.
Okay, but why do you suppose then?
The desire in for that president is like he wants, you know, he don't want to look like the corrupt guy. And he looks like the corrupt guy in front of his whole country. He's trying. He has his own status over there, right? By doing this and firing the guy, how does he look to his people? He's corrupt.
Well, then, how do you explain the whistleblower's position in all of this? Supposedly releasing a troubling conversation.
Yeah, he's like Adam Schiff and all the other nutballs. And if it did come up, like, hey, Trump says, hey, this has been in the news for the last 2-3 years. Like, hey, in general conversation, what the hell happened? You can't say that? You can't say that as a world leader to a world leader?
Well, I think he can certainly entitled to say it.
I mean, you go right to the horse's mouth. Like, well, hey, why are you in the news all the time? What the hell happened here with Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, Biden.
Well, we never did find out exactly what President Obama meant when he said, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election.
Yeah.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Bill.
Appreciate your call.
Yep. More intrigue piled
on top.
There's
plenty of it in Washington these days.
This is a complicated thing. We will take more comers on this or other topics. We have open phones, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. If you're capable of doing so, answer the question, what did President Trump do wrong in all of this? He hasn't been convicted, charged, or is barely suspected. So what do they say? 1-800-795-9565. One of our callers had a question about the Colt change in the marketplace there. You can talk about that. We had the climate strike Friday. We had lots of coverage of that last week. So if you have a comment about that, give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Step right up and fool the guesser. He'll guess your age. He'll guess your weight.
Hey, guesser. Bet you can't guess how much I saved at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Even the fair fool the guesser will be shocked at the money you'll save on your next new Kia. Funnel cakes, hot sausage, and gyros can't compare with the savings on new Kias from Sunbury Motors Kia. Hurry in this week and save $4,500 off on a 2019 Kia Sereno LX. There's $4,000 off on a 2019 Forte S. And save $4,000 on a 2020 Kia Sportage LX. Kia offers an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Put down that corn dog and get to SMC.
Like the fair, these deals only come around once a year at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offers available to qualified buyers through KMF Financing on select Kias. Offer expires 9/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to Kia.com.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Feel free to give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. I mentioned in passing while we were talking about this topic that maybe the conspiracy theorist that says all of this will hurt Joe Biden that's a good theory because it's working.
Yeah, this is from CNN this morning. And they say surging Senator Elizabeth Warren is challenging Joe Biden's dominance in the race for the Democratic nomination, standing at 22% to the former vice president's 20% in a new CNN Des Moines Register MediaCom poll of likely Iowa caucus goers. Although neither candidate holds a clear lead at this point, the new poll finds Warren and Biden well ahead of other contenders for the Democratic nomination. Senator Bernie Sanders' support has dipped to 11% in this poll, with South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 9%, Senator Kamala Harris at 6%, Senators Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar each at 3%, while Representative Tulsi Gabbard and former Representative Beto O'Rourke, investor Tom Steyer, and businessman Andrew Yang each have backing of 2% of likely caucus goers.
No Joe Sestak in there, eh?
One person said they'd heard of him.
That's
the poll marks.
Joe just made that up.
Yeah, please. I made that up. The poll marks Gabbard's third qualifying poll for inclusion in October's Democratic debates. The rest of the field each notched 1% or less. Warren's improved standing overall in the Iowa poll comes on the heels of a stronger showing in recent national polls and is bolstered by an increasing positive favorability rating. 75% have a favorable view, the best in the field, and she is one of only four candidates who have improved their net favorability since the June CNN DMR poll, as well as growing percentage of likely caucus goers who say she is either their first choice, second choice, or someone they are actively considering. All told, 71% are at least considering Warren's candidacy, ahead of the next best candidate on that score by 11 points, Biden, at 60%. Her supporters are also more enthusiastic than those behind Biden. 32% of her backers are extremely enthusiastic versus 22% for the former vice president.
How can you be extremely enthusiastic about Joe Biden?
Well, I mean,
extremely enthusiastic.
She would be our first Native American president.
Well, she's what?
Oh, wait a second. That DNA test didn't work out too well.
Yeah,
for
what was it? 1/200th?
1/1200th.
1/1200th.
Possible. 1/1200th.
All right. Well, we have open phones right now. 1-800-795-9565. We mentioned the poll, so I thought we'd follow up on it. It it's interesting that if you really want to find out how well polls predict who will be president, we'll just ask President Hillary Clinton what polls really mean. Although it is interesting that Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are so far ahead. You know, I thought maybe one of the other lesser known, like a Tulsi Gabbard or even a Joe Sestak, would start to make a showing.
But Bernie's going to have to start offering more free stuff. He's just not offering enough free
stuff.
He's
already given everything away. So, all right, 1-800-795.
He's getting meaner and nastier. I think that's what's hurting him. He looks like a grumpy old man.
He does. He looks like that one character in Saturday Night.
On the
Sesame
Muppets.
Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street, the one up on the balcony.
Right, that's always yelling at people.
Right.
All right, which we had one of those guys in our block when I was growing up. 1-800-795.
And I'm sitting across from you today.
You do both remind me of Statler and Waldorf.
I didn't know their names, so thanks for that, Rob.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm Waldorf. I'm the kind one. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. We got some callers lined up. Al, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
They were the hecklers. They were the hecklers up in the balcony.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I was calling what you guys just touched on was, I think it could have been a Trump person going ahead and bringing this out into the light and being the whistleblower so that the Dems would want to start an investigation, and then, like, the other investigation will turn around right on them. And we'll see that, you know, Joe was doing the dirty deeds here, not President Trump.
Okay.
That's basically what the theory was.
If we hadn't seen so many strange turnaround conspiracy theories and, you know, manipulating things from afar and influence peddling from Russia and so on, we would say, well, that's not likely.
It's like crying wolf too many times,
but
right?
Anything's possible.
Yeah, it's like crying wolf just too many times. You just don't believe them anymore.
That would be a form of corruption within the Trump administration, which would hardly be a stretch.
No, that wouldn't be. I believe it was all planned. I mean, it's like, we'll do this, and then they'll do that, and now we got them again. And they thought they were getting us.
Well, that would be predicated upon them actually releasing the whistleblower's report or a transcript of the conversation.
It will come out. Lindsey Graham thinks it's going to come out, and he's pushing for it. I was listening to him earlier, and he really thinks it should come out. And it will just do the same thing as the Mueller report did.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you have AOC saying that the real shame here is the Democrats haven't started impeachment proceedings against him.
Well, she's on our side, too, kind of. Helping Trump get reelected the way she acts.
So why does impeaching the president help him get reelected? I'm a little confused about that.
Because they're worried about that, and they're not doing anything for their party or any other people in the United States. I mean, they're just pushing this, and I think the Democrats are tired of just waiting around for something to happen to Trump. They ought to just get back to business and work on the immigration, work on, you know, infrastructure, making sure everybody's, you know, health care is, that prices are coming down, that people can afford health care. There's a lot of things they could be working on besides impeaching Trump.
Right, but if they give Trump those victories, they make him look good. So politically, it's
exactly.
Not to their advantage to do that.
Well, it's not working for them. I mean, they're kind of lost in the woods. I don't think it's working for them.
Well, we'll find
out.
That's
just my opinion.
All right.
Anyways, I think Trump on attacking Iran is probably working with people right behind the scenes now, because he said that in the beginning, too, that we wouldn't know what was going on. And we shouldn't know what was going on for real when we start a military action. And I think he might be working with all our allies and all our forces and getting every target we can lined up. And then one fell swoop, like Reagan did, and really smack them back into place and go from there. I don't think he's going to let it go. I think he's taking his good old time. And look how long we waited after 9/11. We waited 30 days, and we were all bent out of shape about that. So I think if he takes his time and gives him one good swat, it will cool things down for a little bit.
All right, we got
you. And
then
one more.
Well, hurry up. We got a caller waiting, and you're over 3 minutes.
Okay.
But very briefly.
And then on the gun situation, they should pass a federal law that any gun violation is a minimum 5-year sentence in jail. and any gun law and bring back search and frisk, stop and frisk.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you so much. Yep, fill up our jails with gun law violators. That would possibly not make us safer. But maybe, who knows? 1-800-795-9565. Harry, I should take a break, but Harry's going to be the last caller before a break. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, the thing with the Biden and Ukraine thing, I'll be honest, I'm not as well versed on it as I could be, but my thought on this is, you know, I do not expect anybody honest to be involved in anything political anymore, and I don't care what level, so I'm not shocked by this. But what I will say is, if it was important enough to spend 2 or 3 years investigating the president over outside influence, then a man running for president who could have the appearance of outside influence, who was vice president at the time also, should be investigated also. Either we investigate all of these claims or we investigate none of them. So I think that's what it all comes down to. But we don't look for the truth in it. We look for who we can hurt with the information on it. So it all becomes a dog and pony show anyhow.
Well, and I don't know that what an outcome of an investigation of Joe Biden now would come up with. The most it would show would be that, you know, potentially he was peddling influence overseas with foreign leaders prior to announcing a grant package or, you know, $1 billion in help. Well, that's probably gone on in every administration over this or that. I mean, certainly not.
Exactly.
So, I mean, saying that there's, you know, one of the incentives to receive $1 billion in aid package is that you do X.
Hey, money buys influence, my friend.
Right, that's exactly. Right. That's what you get. You get an open mic in the other country.
Don't you guys remember? Do you guys remember Earl Edwards?
Earl Edwards,
Louisiana?
The senator.
Joe does.
I think he was the governor.
Oh, governor. Okay. All right.
And they indicted him and put him on trial for influence peddling and corruption in office. And I think that the comment that was made down there could be made nationally too, and that was they didn't believe they could find a jury because they didn't think they could find 12 people in Louisiana that thought that was a crime. And I'm pretty sure
out of the whole state.
And I'm not making that up. That was a comment that was made by several experts watching the trial.
Well, that's the
and
state
that's what we've come to here.
That's the state that gave you Huey Long. So what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But you know, you can't. We pick and choose here, and we pick and choose all these investigations for who can make who look bad politically. You know, the comment you made, Mark, about what they might find with Biden is very valid, but it's basically what they found about Trump. It could have been. It might have been. It smelled like it was, but there's no 100% proof that it was.
Right.
You know, and so why do we waste that much time and money?
Right. And it's dominating our On the Mark show. We could be talking about
the price of chickens
and the strength of important unions that people work for around here. Thank you, Harry.
All right.
Thanks, Harry. Take care, buddy.
Harry's in a union.
I know he is.
So that's a safe comment. All right. He's the last caller before the next break, so we'll be right back, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. We are enjoying open phones. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, you heard that cymbal. You hear this music because Rob Center is a fabulous producer, playing wonderful music, answering the phones, making things happen, connecting us with callers, letting us know the answers to the caller's questions in the Colt example, even before the caller got a chance to ask it. On the Ukrainian topic, emailer.
One of our emailers says, the Biden-Ukraine deal is like Iran saying we will give you all our weapons if you fire Barr.
Yeah, all right. Well, I like that illustration. Next is Dennis. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to talk about this medical marijuana program. I currently have throat cancer, and I'm treating myself with it. I have a license, and I'm talking about the fraud from the state of Pennsylvania, as usual, and I'm calling it theft by deception, because they're giving people licenses. There's absolutely no product out there. None. And that license is valued only for a certain amount of days, so we're just wasting our money on a joke when you have your parasites in Harrisburg filling your pockets with our money. And I call your House of Representatives the House of Parasites, because they're a disgrace to this state.
Well, you can buy medical marijuana.
Those people are fed up.
But you can.
I'm a U.S. veteran in Vietnam, and I'm fed up with the situation out there.
Dennis, you can.
And I got news.
Dennis.
The nonprofits ain't doing no better either.
Dennis.
And especially, I have a lot of
say about
the United Way, too, but I don't want to say that on the air.
Dennis.
But, yes.
You can buy medical marijuana if you have the approval.
Sir, I do have the approval. You have no product out there. Your state has a license that's worthless. It's going out and buying air.
Well, there are
so
places
that
have
pay for every day. There's no product there to buy. Okay?
They
so
just
your politicians can say what they want. They're all frauds around it. All they do is pad their pockets with their phony money and their pensions. And the people of this state have fed up.
Well, they just opened a medical marijuana store. Dennis, they just opened a medical marijuana store in Snyder County, right outside of Sealands Grove.
Well, that one doesn't have any product yet, but we know the medical marijuana location in Williamsport does, because we've been there. And there's
you've
stuff
been there?
Yeah, there's stuff there. So we know that's happening.
So have you tried Williamsport?
Did you go up to Williamsport and try that one?
Oh, he hung up. I don't think he ever heard us. I think he was still talking when you put him on hold momentarily.
Right, unfortunately. All right. Well, we know medical marijuana is for sale.
So,
Daily Adam just did a fabulous article about
it. The House of Parasites in Harrisburg has not made a provision for this? I mean, shouldn't there be product in the stores?
And I don't see why it's limited to the House of Representatives. I think the Senate is more parasitic.
Oh, okay. Well, then we have a bicameral parasitic legislature.
Okay, well, guess who's the host? Guess what? We're being tapped. All right, 1-800-795-9565. It is clearly an open phones day if we're talking about medical marijuana, climate strike, AR-15s, and Joe Biden, all in the same sentence. 1-800-795-9565. Lance is doing a follow-up call. Lance, what's
so
on your mind?
So he gets your 1 minute of fame.
Okay. Colt, AR-15s are high-end AR-15s. They started at about $1,200 and went up to just about $3,000. You can put one together for a lot less than four right now, probably about $350.
A Colt.
If you take, not a Colt. No,
another kind. Okay, sure.
A serviceable AR. And the Colts are fit like they were going into battle. Every one of them suckers is going to work every time without a glitch, which is why our special forces look to have the Colt manufactured as opposed to FN. Got that from a guy in the field.
And, wait. A Colt manufacturer versus a what?
FN.
Oh,
Fabrique National, the other.
Right, the other manufacturer. Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha. Sorry.
So that's one thing there. But isn't it amazing what you can learn on the radio?
Time's up.
I have one plugged in my ear practically all the time to something. With no television and with no computer. And generally now, not all the time, but generally I can hold my own with what's going on. And you remember what Dave Garraway said? Well, this is pretty neat. He said, radio, the theater of the mind. Television, the theater of the mindless.
Oh, dear.
Something to think about.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Appreciate the call.
You know, there was another story over the weekend that I thought was interesting, and this is from Penn Live. Because everybody always gets on the president about saying that some people come here who are rapists. But a woman was strangled and sexually assaulted by a Cumberland County man she met on a dating app, Tinder, according to state police. A 22-year-old woman from York Springs agreed to meet 22-year-old Eduardo Antonio Venegas del Moro of New Cumberland in person.
Is he a U.S. citizen?
No.
Oh, okay.
In person at 1:42 a.m. Tuesday in the area of the Carlisle Pike in Lattimore Township, Adams County. They exited their vehicles and del Moro struck the woman multiple times and strangled her until she was unconscious. State police said he then sexually assaulted the woman before leaving the scene. He was later found and arrested. Court documents indicate he is charged with aggravated assault, kidnapping, rape, sexual assault, strangulation, criminal use of a communication facility, unlawful restraint, false imprisonment, simple assault, recklessly endangering another person, indecent assault, and indecent exposure. He's also being held on an immigration and customs enforcement detainer.
So you're saying he's in the U.S. illegally?
Right.
You know that to be true?
That's why he's being held on an ICE detainer?
He doesn't. Well, he could be in violation of a perfectly legal entrance into the U.S., a work visa. a green card, if you will.
Well, the implication...
But you don't know that. You're just assuming he's here illegally. He might be here illegally. Now, granted, doing all those things is a violation.
He should not be here, right? You would agree to that. He shouldn't have gotten in the country in the first place, however he got here. That's what the president's saying. He wants to make sure that the people coming in are not violent felons.
You're making hundreds of assumptions about this person. First of all, you're assuming he's in the country illegally, which is not
true. Well, even if he isn't, he's here. He's not an American national, or he wouldn't be in the hands of ICE. And suppose Harrisburg was a sanctuary city, he wouldn't even be protected. They wouldn't even turn him over to ICE.
So you're saying this looks bad for you, Joe. Just because he's Mexican, he's clearly a rapist in the U.S. illegally.
No,
is that what I'm hearing?
I'm saying that's what he's being charged with, and apparently he's been arrested for and charged with some very serious crimes.
Right, he's an accused rapist. That was stipulated as true.
And he has been turned over to ICE. Now, that would imply that there's something about his residency in this country that's subject to either review or revocation. Or arrest.
Right, but he's
one of those three things.
Right, but your assumption that he's in the U.S. illegally is untrue or unproven. It could be true, but it's a strange assumption for you. You usually don't make big assumptions about people.
Well, the fact that he was turned over to ICE would indicate there's something seriously wrong with how he got here.
Right, or he's still a brand new U.S. citizen, and unfortunately, you're on probation for a short time, so you get. He has proven himself unworthy of staying in the U.S., so he'll be deported. Or he's in the U.S. on a work visa. Or, as Joe was foolishly assuming, he's just plain in the U.S. illegally, which it's a strange assumption, but it could be true. But you just have no way of knowing.
If it could be true, why is it a strange false assumption?
Well, because you don't usually jump to conclusions. You're kind of a fact-based guy, but just because
the facts are the guy committed the crime.
His name is
he sounds Hispanic. Would you agree with that?
Right. So he must be
held
in the
on
U.S.
A nice,
illegally.
He's been being held on a nice detainer.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that's such a stretch to jump from A to B to C.
What is C in your view?
See, as he's probably here illegally.
Oh, brother. Or...
But in any event...
Let's suppose that's not true.
Wonderful person in the world. He's accused of some pretty heinous crimes.
Right. No argument that he's gone south as a person. And that's true. But he could be in the U.S. perfectly legally.
And would that make what he did more acceptable to you?
Oh, my gosh, no.
Okay.
No, that
makes
it worse.
I rest my case.
Do you? Jeez. Joe assumes any Mexican in the U.S. is here illegally.
Now you're accusing me of being the president. I'm just saying that
it's a new, terrible, besmirching insult.
Yeah, I am not the president.
Joe's just like President Trump. Hey, I am not.
I'm not.
It's like an insult.
My real point of reading the story was that, thank gosh, we're not a sanctuary city in this area.
Oh, in Harrisburg, okay.
Because here's somebody who wouldn't be turned over to ICE. Let's say he's obviously has some problem with how he got here or how he's staying here. And if he were a sanctuary city, they would not have turned him over.
Most sanctuary cities do turn over individuals who are charged with felonies. They just don't turn over people who run afoul.
No, I think they will charge people who are convicted of felonies.
Right, not charged with them. That's fine. Well, yeah, he may never be deported until he's convicted either. Just committing those crimes is not sufficient to be deported. You have to go through a trial first.
If he's here legally and he's an American citizen,
my gosh, Joe.
Then he certainly will not be deported.
Wow.
Would you say that's correct?
Joe, the Trump lover.
Your
Trump love is showing. 1-800-795-9565.
See, typical left-wing smearing everybody with a brush. You can't argue against...
Says the man who just said because he has a Hispanic name, he must be here illegally.
No, I was just pointing out the fact that you're missing the whole point of the story. The guy was turned over on an ICE detainer in addition to all these other charges.
No, he's being held on an ICE detainer. He wasn't turned over yet. He's in the local jails. We'll be right back, folks.
Step right up and fool the guesser. He'll guess your age. He'll guess your weight.
Hey, guesser. Bet you can't guess how much I saved at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Even the fair Fool the Guesser will be shocked at the money you'll save on your next new Kia. I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
funnel cakes, hot sausage, and gyros can't compare with the savings on new Kias from Sunbury Motors Kia. Hurry in this week and save $4,500 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento LX. There's $4,000 off on a 2019 Forte S. And save $4,000 on a 2020 Kia Sportage LX. Kia offers an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Put down that corn dog and get to SMC.
Like the fair, these deals only come around once a year at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offers available to qualified buyers through KMF financing on select Kias. Offer expires 9/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to kia.com.
Welcome back, WKOK.
Republican, huh?
1-800-795-9565. Joe, if you'd start in the upper right-hand corner and go clockwise, I think we'll cover all this nicely.
Well, except the two that are on target. I'll start with them first. Mark, it appears this guy might just be one of those rapists Trump was talking about. ICE takes care of immigration violations, whether it be people on legal visas or illegal status. That's
right, right. So
one texter.
I agree with Stan. For the first time in history, it is true. He might be, but he might not be. There's absolutely no evidence either way that he's in the U.S.
Well,
illegally.
Let's assume that a man who has committed such heinous crimes might have committed one more.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That. Okay. That's a bad assumption.
All right.
But
then,
I think your prejudice is showing.
Oh, come on. See, that's always the first defense of people who have no real counter to the argument. Oh, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a misogynist, a xenophobic
you're
hypocrite.
Assuming that a Mexican in the U.S. is probably here illegally. That's not...
Only because he was being held on a nice detainer, Mark. That's not an illogical assumption.
But there's 100 other reasons you could be held by them.
Why would they turn him over if his major crime was... With these horrible rape and strangling this poor woman.
Oh, brother.
Why would they turn him over to ICE if that was the sum and substance of what he did?
Now you have to read fast.
One of our other writers says, not defending anyone is a poor choice of agreeing to meet someone from Tinder, whatever, to meet someone unknown to you at roughly 2 a.m. Poor choice of time. Sorry for this outcome. Just a poor choice all around. That's true.
Right. Bad victim shaming there.
Right. Thank the victim
you.
Asked for it, right?
That's what the emailer is suggesting.
Well, still... You know, even if she made a bad choice, she doesn't deserve to be raped.
Talk to Paul.
Paul, you're on the mark.
Gentlemen, it seems to me that what the consensus is, that we're trying to impeach Trump. But who takes the presidency if he does get impeached?
Well, it's not nobody if he's impeached. It's if he's convicted. If he's convicted, it would be Vice President Pence.
Okay, do you remember what happened when Nixon resigned his presidency?
Yes.
Yes, the vice president took over.
And the country stabilized.
It was one of those deals where the man became president without being elected.
That's because the vice president, a guy named Spiro Agnew, wound up resigning in disgrace before the president resigned in disgrace.
But the whole thing, in a nutshell, is how far down to the chain of command before you get somebody that you do approve.
Never mind. All of this is specified. So
they went back. Went to the vice president.
All of that's easily asked and answered. We have one more email and one more text, but I would like to implore you to consider shopping at the Sunbury Motor Company for your next vehicle. A family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Do as I've done. Walk slowly past every single one of the Ford Rangers and consider which one is
for
me.
Oh, so you're that prowler that was reported over there.
Yes, they caught me on the video. They invite you to visit the Quickland on North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires, and they got an alignment shop, a body shop, a parts shop, and other kinds of shops. They even have a car wash. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. They're the go-to place if you need a brand new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, or any one of thousands of pre-owned vehicles that are in perfect condition and ready for their next owners. The Sunbury Motor Company sponsors our show. Joe, read.
All right. So what if the alleged rape is an illegal or here on a visa violation. He's accused of a serious crime. One of our texters says that.
Right. No argument there, but you just can't assume he's in the U.S. just because he's on a detainer. He could be in the U.S. perfectly legally and have violated that because
And so what does that make him? You are making him sound like he has some sort of moral high ground here after committing these heinous crimes.
No, you just
he might be here illegally.
You just have the moral low ground.
I would flip
you
a coin.
He's in the U.S.
50-50 chance he could be here illegally. He could be here illegally. Would you agree with me on that?
We'll 50-50. Find out. You keep following.
All right. An emailer says it's very obvious Trump is doing the same thing to Biden that he did to Hillary to sabotage his campaign. With Hillary, it was the incessant rhetoric about her emails that amounted to nothing, but clearly cost her the election. We'll have to pick the rest of that up tomorrow.
Right, and I don't think that's what did in Hillary anyway. That's another topic. All right, to be continued, but thanks for the email. We'll read it tomorrow. You're listening to On the Mark on WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time. It is now 10 a.m. time for the Dan Patrick Show.